Admiral, thanks for the intro. My name's Alex Armitas. For those of you I haven't met, hopefully I'll meet you before we walk out today. As was mentioned, I'm the commanding officer of the Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron. That's probably painfully obvious based on this outfit. But I was invited today, and I'm extremely honored to be here, so thank you for having me. Pensacola is where the team is based. We joke that we don't live here, but this is where all our stuff is and where our families stay, because we spend so much time away. But it is very important because the community connection of the team is significant, and there's a lot of support in this community for the Blue Angels. Everybody here knows who we are, which is not always true when we go on the road. You'd be amazed how many like major media folks I meet when we do press and we arrive in a town that has never heard of the Blue Angels. They have no idea what we do, and usually their questions will indicate that pretty quickly. But that's not true here. This is the home of the team.
Yeah, I hope we do better. That's the goal. Tomorrow is media day at NS Pensacola. I'll be out there interviewing the team members, and then, of course, I'm sharing that with you on Friday. But circle and arrival, the Blues are here. They were heard overhead about 45 minutes ago, according to a couple of reports that I got in. Tomorrow is the Blue Angels fly only at 2 o'clock without a narration component. But then on Friday and Saturday, we have the full dress rehearsal and the full show. So starting at noon, we're going to have, I'll be talking with Greg McWhorter on Saturday for 2 hours about Blue Angels stuff. You can listen to that live on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 95.3 on the app. By the way, get the app if you're going to be out on the boat or something like that. You can listen on the app. So we'll be carrying number 7 narrator at 2 o'clock when the Blues fly. And the same thing Friday is you can listen to the Blue Angels narrator call the show starting at 2. So all kinds of good things for the Blue Angels this week. And I had a chance to listen to Commander Armitas, the boss for the Blue Angels, talking at a Five Flags Rotary event a couple of weeks ago. And some of the stuff that he's a very tall guy. Okay, so some of the stuff that he had a chance to share, just kind of interesting. People ask him about his height all the time.
I get probably the single most common question I get, and it's phrased differently everywhere I go, but it's how do I fit in the airplane? I get a lot of questions about my height. Probably my favorite one, which is strange phrasing, is people that will literally ask me, do you fit in the airplane? Which baffles me because they had literally just watched me fly. and that's a weird one. But it's a tight fit. The only thing that moves is the bottom of the seat. It only goes up and down, and the rudder pedals where we put our feet move forward and back, and that's it. So it's easy for me. It's seat all the way down, pedals all the way forward, and I'll take whatever room I can get.
Pedals to the metal, kind of literally, I suppose. One of the questions that they get asked a lot, and maybe people don't realize, is that the Blue Angels fly old planes. Very, very old planes, which makes sense given the fact that the fleet needs to be having the freshest planes to conduct, for example, military strikes against the Houthis or whatever.
Most people don't realize how old those birds are you're flying compared to what you came from. Talk about what it's like to keep those old birds in the air.
Absolutely. So the Blue Angels traditionally have always flown the oldest airplanes in the fleet. The Navy and Marine Corps mindset is that our newest, most capable high-performance aircraft are going to be in the fleet where they belong, executing our mission. So the Blue Angels essentially get the leftovers. They were the last squadron in the Navy to transition to the Super Hornet after every single fleet squadron had already transitioned out of the Hornet into the F-18ENF. The jets we have are what we call LRIP, which is low-rate initial production. They are literally some of the very first Super Hornets built. There are about, this is a rough number, there's probably about 700-ish Super Hornets in existence today. We have one of the ones we have on our flight line was number 8. So we've got some old airplanes, which is exactly how it should be.
Number 8 is pretty amazing, right?
But there's certainly some challenges, as you mentioned, with maintaining those aircraft. Many of them came into the fleet around the time I came into the fleet, and I'm one of the oldest guys on the team as the commanding officer. In fact, our newest airplane we have, this is more useless trivia, the newest airplane we have, I flew as a junior officer in Afghanistan back in 2006 or 2008. So that is all of our airplanes have been around for a while. We're constantly working to ensure that they get their full life.
So he is actually flying in a plane, or at least one of the planes on the team in their inventory right now, is a plane that he flew in Afghanistan. My good friend Brent Lane, the morning host over at Cat Country, asked a follow-up on that to be sure.
You said that you flew a plane in your fleet currently, or in your squadron currently, is one you flew in Afghanistan. Is that figurative or literal?
That is literal. So there is an aircraft, and I could tell you which one if you wanted to know. It's not that interesting, but there is an aircraft in our current fleet in the Blue Angels that the first time I flew it was May 2006 when it was assigned to VFA 115, which was my first squadron, And then I flew that jet again a couple, I deployed three times while I was in that squadron. Two deployments later, I flew that jet in Afghanistan.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so these airplanes have been around. The airplanes are like, and I think anyone that's, for the handful of us that have been in a squadron before, the airplanes very much become a family member. You get to, you have such a small number of them, you get to know them very well, and you know, especially here, we know which airplanes are bent a little different or
so which one is it?
The one I'm talking about, it's Bureau number 165782.
Okay.
That means nothing to everybody here but you and I right now.
All right.
And they have their own personality.
165782. So you could ask them if they, you know, who's flying that one today, if you like. We'll come back to this in just a second because it's always interesting some of the stuff they have to say. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by the Pensacola Christian Academy, now enrolling 4 and 5 year olds for kindergarten. Register now. EnrollPCA.com. The area's premier kindergarten learning program. Got a tip from a listener. Extreme heavy police presence off Pinecone Road in Cantonment, and says going down Saddle Drive around 10 Escambia County deputies are there. So we'll get more information on that. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. That's the look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. If you're working on a home improvement project, you need to fix something up, fix something you broke, fix something somebody else broke, or just make things better, you know, could be making it a home improvement. Or you build homes for a living or anywhere in between. Pensacola Hardware, they've got not just your supplies, okay, which is true, and they won't have to order them. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They know they'll have it in stock, and they have a huge warehouse out. Actually, two warehouses with massive, like, you should ask to peek back there when you go. I don't know if they'll let you, but it's amazing the stuff. They've got stuff in there that's 100 years old, I'm sure, many of the different things that are back there. But the point is they have it in stock because they know what you're going to need. And more than that, they have the advice. So if you want to know how to do something, they can tell you. Okay, this is not going to be a situation where you know more than the people. They will know more, and they can help you. And if they don't know, they'll find somebody who does, and there will be people who do, for sure. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida since 1851, before the Civil War, before there was Levi's. They've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Back to Commander Alex Armitage, the commanding officer of the Blue Angels, and talking about that issue of the planes and the age and the unique numbers to them. And I was curious; I didn't know the question. If they have all these particular planes and they know them so well by the Buno, do they have nicknames for them?
Do the planes have nicknames? You said they're all individual characters.
They do not. They don't have nicknames, but we know every single one of them. I can tell you every Buno right now and what we know it for. But we don't name them. All they get is numbers. And a little trivia for everybody that doesn't know this: everything on the airplane is paint except for the name under the canopy and the number on the tail. Those are vinyl stickers, so they can change numbers very frequently. That's a question we get a lot when people get really confused, and especially people that aren't as familiar with the team. They'll see the different numbers up there, and they will. And some folks will think that there are different pilots in the airplanes, which can be confusing. If you have time, do we have time for one more kind of silly story? This one cracked me up, and it was a great memory for me on the team. So we normally have a spare aircraft, so we have 6 to fly for the demo, and then hopefully have a spare F-18. We usually do. Once in a while, we don't, but normally we do. The only person that won't go to that spare, so if 2 through 6 has a problem, they will go to the spare, they'll start it up, and they'll join the demo. If I have a problem, I will take the 3-jet. The 3-jet is always my spare. A couple reasons for that. One is that jet by then should already be started up, and we know it's a good jet. And of all of the pilots, 3 is always a first-year pilot, always a diamond pilot, so that is the logical spot for me to go. And then the 3 pilot will get out of that airplane, go to the spare, and then we should be good. So the 3-jet is always one of the boss jets, we call them. There's a couple jets that are kind of earmarked for me for a number of reasons, but just how they fly and kind of their flying characteristics. Last year, our 3 pilot was then Lieutenant Amanda Lee. So we do an air show or we're doing a practice. It's in Pensacola. It's a Wednesday. We're doing our whole practice and, we didn't have a spare that day. So once we get airborne, I had a problem with the jet I was flying. So the plan then is I'm going to land, the 3-jet's going to land. I'm going to take the 3-jet. Take back off and finish the practice. But because there's no spare, the 3 pilot is done for the day. So of course we land, we finish the demo, we do about half of it without the 3 pilot. But two things that came out of that, we had a museum autograph session that day. And two things that I remember, one, a lot of people were asking why the 3 pilot was leading the demo. Because again, folks have a very hard time making that connection that there, it's possible to put a pilot in an airplane that doesn't have their name on it. But what was even more, What was even more interesting for me, and something I'd love to unpack that I'll never be able to understand, somebody came up to me and he was not happy. And the exact quote was, "I think it's really messed up that you didn't let the girl fly." So like, they didn't see me going to the spare jet, which is always the three jet. They saw like two of us land, and then our female pilot didn't finish the demo, and it turned into, I don't know what it was in his head. It was something else, but that one stuck with me as well. That guy was fired up. But what's that?
Did you offer to sign his hat?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's right. Signed a thing, and everybody was happy. But yeah, we get those little bits. There are little things like that happen that are fascinating and certainly memorable.
Why didn't you let the girl finish? That's so funny. And by the way, the question I'm sure that he has been getting asked all the time is, you know, what is the difference flying with a female on the team? And I really liked his answer. It's very interesting.
It's changed since you have a woman pilot. I know when you have men, you're all in the same locker room, you're all the same.
Nothing. A man is great. I'll tell you one thing, and again, not meant to sound snarky. The only thing that changes is when we get out of the jet, at the very end of the demo, we put the canopies up and we're all waiting to get out. We wait about another 10 seconds for her to get her hair back the way it's supposed to be. Because she can't.
Which, by the way, the reason people laughed is because they thought it was kind of like funny joke about women's appearance. That's not what he meant at all.
Because she can't. She has to put her hair down to wear the helmet, and then she has to put it back up to get out of the airplane. So that costs us a little bit of extra time. That is the only thing that has changed. I have nothing but good things to say about Amanda Lee. For those that have met her, she's incredible. She's a fantastic pilot. She, by all accounts, deserves everything she has to be on the team and what's ahead of her. So it has been a pretty seamless transition, in my opinion. We've had to make adjustments here and there. There's a few challenges at air shows, especially, which we're finding bathrooms can be a challenge at air shows, but by and large, the whole team has worked together, and that's a problem that has not been that hard to solve. So it's been pretty smooth.
And that's, by the way, that's everything that I have heard as well. And I've talked to her a couple of times. Stalinger call sign, Lieutenant Commander now, formerly Lieutenant Amanda Lee. And I don't know whether we'll get a chance to interview her tomorrow or not. But obviously, if I do, I'll bring that to you on Friday. So, the Blues are here. They circled and arrived earlier this morning. And, of course, all the performances going on tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. And we'll be covering it all for you here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
During winter training at El Centro in February of 1987, the Blue Angels would lose their first F/A-18 Hornet. Lieutenant Commander Dave Anderson was flying his number 5 plane on a routine practice flight when he experienced a double-engine flameout, a rare and often fatal occurrence in which both of a plane's engines simultaneously shut down. But Anderson managed to eject from the plane safely and was not injured. 2 months later, the Blue Angels flew their first public performance in the new F/A-18s at the Marine Corps Air Station, Yuma, Arizona. It was during the 1990 season at an air show in Grand Forks, North Dakota, that the Blue Angels flew their 3,000th public flight demonstration. The 1992 season saw the Blue Angels fly to Europe for the fourth time in history. But this was a European tour like no other had been, because these naval aviators would perform air shows in countries they previously would have visited only under combat conditions. With the fall of the Iron Curtain, the Blue Angels were invited to fly in the formerly communist bloc nations of Russia, Romania, and Bulgaria. As the team crossed over into Russian airspace, they were met by MiG fighter jets and escorted to Kubinka Air Force Base outside Moscow. According to the pilots, the highlight of their trip came in the days preceding the air show in Moscow. Both Russian pilots and the Blue Angel pilots participated in exchange flights where the Russians were taken up in the F/A-18s and the Blue Angels were taken up in Russian fighter jets. It was the first time any American pilot had flown a Russian jet in the skies over Moscow. And though flying in the back seat, the Blue Angels were given control of the stick and got the chance to actually pilot the Russian jets. It was an experience these aviators would never forget. Other European countries visited on this tour were Sweden, Finland, Spain, Italy, and the United Kingdom. More than 1 million people turned out to see the Blue Angels during this 4-week tour of Europe. I'll be back with more after this.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Is flying with the Blue Angels any more dangerous than flying elsewhere in the Navy? Find out in the next edition of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
With the continued growing cost of medical insurance, there is one place you can always turn for affordable health care, and that is ProHealth Labs and Medical Care. With 7 locations on the Panhandle, including Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Milton, ProHealth always accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. ProHealth is self-pay, with office visits starting at $77. Employers, did you know that ProHealth is the largest occupational health and workforce solutions on the Gulf Coast? To find out more or to make an appointment, go to ProHealthFL.com.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling, group, or child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, and next week, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live. Be sure to tune in 5 to 9.
This man is a genius. A genius.
You think so?
No, I don't think so. I know so.
Good morning, 826 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and John Pickens has got our traffic update for us. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Avalon Boulevard southbound right before I-10. It's going to cause you some delays. And also North Davis Highway, the vehicle crashes off to the side. That's right there almost in front of Olive Baptist Church. So just that's going to cause you some slowdowns. Everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, opening statements are scheduled to start today in Alec Baldwin's trial on charges of involuntary manslaughter. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on set in New Mexico when it went off, firing a live round, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Parkland mass shooter Nicholas Cruz is donating his brain to science. This is a result of a civil settlement with one of his victims in the Parkland school shooting. An attorney for 21-year-old Anthony Borges, who was shot 5 times, proposed the stipulation. He told Fox News that he figured if scientists studied Nicholas Cruz's brain, they might be able to figure out what created this monster, were his words. And all eyes are going to be on President Biden tomorrow afternoon is when they're going to do that press conference following the NATO summit in Washington, D.C.
So tomorrow. OK.
And the event was given the nickname of Big Boy Press Conference. And this is from Monday's White House briefing. Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden will speak to national labor leaders of AFL-CIO, host the NATO summit to show the unprecedented strength of our alliance, hold a press conference, a big boy press conference, according to Justin Sink from Bloomberg.
And then that led to this from National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby.
After that, the president will hold a press conference, I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all. Now, we're working to also set up some additional meetings, bilateral meetings, the only two that I can speak to.
Those two comments that was during the White House press briefing on Monday. Of course, that resulted in some memes online and some articles from critical newspapers asking if potty training is coming next.
I have a cognitive test every single day. Every day I have that test. Everything I do.
Oh, my God. I can't even. And also, did you hear what she said yesterday?
He's ready. He's on fire. He's ready to go.
I can just say I'll be watching intently.
Oh, man. I still say the thing I want to see is a combo event of the golf match between President Trump and President Biden that Trump has challenged him to with a 20-point. He's going to give him 20 points on the score, and he'll donate $1 million to the charity of his choice if Biden beats him. And that Trump has called for a no-rules, no-holds-barred, man-on-man, one-on-one debate without moderators. I just say we make debate golf. We make it one
Must
combo event.
TV.
We mic them up, let them bicker it out on the course. I don't even mind. Maybe each hole could have a different question. You know, a teeny tiny bit of structure. And just let it rip.
I would watch every
minute of what would probably be a six-hour golf match.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. President Biden hosting a NATO summit in Washington as calls continue for him to end his campaign for the White House. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
NATO leaders have gathered here in Washington for a summit to mark 75 years of the alliance. It's also an opportunity for President Biden to try and show the world and voters here in the United States that he has what it takes to be commander-in-chief and run for re-election.
The president says he's not dropping out. Former President Trump campaigning in Doral, Florida, quick to criticize President Biden's border policy, referencing the murder of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungary of Texas, allegedly by two illegal immigrants.
Charged with Jocelyn's heinous murder are two illegal aliens who Joe Biden set loose into our country. He let them loose.
The two suspects could face the death penalty if they're found guilty of charges of sexually assaulting the girl before she was killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. 79 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy this morning. Tragic news yesterday. The body of a missing 4-year-old boy was found dead.
The body was located in one of the ponds. The family is obviously devastated, and we just ask that you keep that family in your thoughts and prayers.
That is Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. He says over 100 individuals were involved in that search yesterday, including multiple agencies, canine units, drones, dive teams. The boy was identified as Daryl Beck, who was nonverbal and autistic. He'd gone missing earlier in the day near Barano Park School Road. Simmons says the area was heavily wooded and had two ponds nearby. Beck's body was found in one of those ponds. A Milton man identified now as the suspect killed during an exchange of gunfire with a park ranger at Yellowstone National Park last week. Local police and rangers say 28-year-old Samson Fussner was making threats in the Canyon Village area. Officials believe he had planned out to carry a mass shooting at an Independence Day event happening outside of the park that day. He ended up dying in a shootout with at least one park ranger on the morning of July 4th. He'd been working as a contractor through Zantera Travel Collection. Milton city leaders say there's been several fires lately involving people illegally living in recreational vehicles in city limits.
The city does provide for the placement of an RV on a private parcel, but you can't reside in a recreational vehicle within this community. More of a safety issue than an eyesore, although they can become an eyesore.
City Manager Randy Jorgensen tells Channel 3 that over the last year there have been several of those fires, each of them involving electrical issues. Jorgensen says you can have an RV on private property, but you just can't live in it within city limits. Well, Donald Trump having his big rally last night in Miami-Dade.
So if you want to save America, get your friends, get your family, get everyone you know and vote. You got to vote early, vote absentee, vote on election day, vote anytime you want, but vote and follow your vote. Make sure that it gets counted. You can do that.
And some people thought that Trump may announce his VP pick last night. Now, that did not happen. Trump skirted around that. But Senator Marco Rubio was on hand. Senator Rick Scott was also there. And Rick Scott said he thought Rubio would make an excellent VP choice for President Trump. He's expected to now make that announcement at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Well, you might see something a little bit different if you're headed into Alabama anytime soon. Take a peek at the new state sign as you're driving by. The new signs were put up that say, hurry back to the free state of Florida. And when you come back into the state, you'll see a sign on the other side that says, welcome to the free state of Florida. Those new signs were put up earlier this week. A cybersecurity expert in Orange County is commending the state's approach to a recent data breach. Hackers got into the Florida Department of Health's vital statistics system
ever since then, people have been having difficulty accessing birth and death certificates online. There's no word on how much money the hackers want or where they're from or when that system will be restored. Rob Allen is the chief product officer for ThreatLocker. He says Florida officials should stick to their policy of not paying ransom. He says paying ransom is a slippery slope, and if nobody paid, there'd be no such thing as ransomware. It is 8:35 right now at News Radio Pensacola, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. It's brought to you by Summit Racing. Right now, shop summitracing.com and use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. That's summitracing.com. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 7/21/24. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Just seeing some minor delays. If you're traveling east and westbound on 9 Mile between University and Jernigan, you're going to see just a heavy amount of traffic right there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
We will see scattered showers and thunderstorms through the early part of the day. 60% chance of rain overall. High this afternoon near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 92. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 79 degrees in Pensacola. 80 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton. Some rain across the area. And your money now for this morning. Not a huge change in any of the markets, but they are a little bit mixed. The Dow is down fraction of a point this morning at 39,291.84. S&P up 11 points at 55,88.06. The NASDAQ up 71 points at 18,546. Our 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.28% right now. Gold prices are up $18.40 at $23.86.30. Silver prices up 15 cents at $31.21. And Bitcoin down 65 bucks at $57.712.05. Google is planning to make its dark web monitoring service now free for every Google account holder later this month. Google One subscribers have already had access to that service now for about a year. Google says the move reflects a dedication to help users protect their online presence, monitoring for dark web leaks of things like their phone numbers, addresses, or any stolen account information. The Federal Reserve says high inflation's not the only risk that the economy faces right now. As part of the annual address to Congress, Fed Chair Jerome Powell told a Senate committee yesterday he'd like to see more evidence that inflation is slowing down before he cuts interest rates, but he did say waiting too long to cut the interest rates could also hurt the economy and also the labor market. Another day, another privacy concern, a smishing attack could target your iPhone. Smishing is the term used for phishing attacks sent via text message. They appear to be trying to get users' Apple ID login information, according to Macworld and 9to5Mac. Apple users have been receiving texts claiming to be from service representatives with a website link that looks like an iCloud login. The website even includes a CAPTCHA, which would appear to lend some legitimacy to it. And it's 8:38, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio, Pensacola.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is a question we've asked a few times in the past. Seems about once a year we bring this one up, but I think it's such an interesting question that I'm always fascinated by the answers I get. You know how there are some stores that, let's just say, didn't make it in the Darwinian competition for existence, right? There are some that just did not adapt to modern times, and my question is, which store that's gone do you miss the most? 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Which one? I mean, there's a lot of stores. We're all kind of nostalgic for the old days, you know, the old stores. That's a normal human thing. But which one went away that really, like, it actually causes you inconvenience or pain? Or, you know, if you just want to answer the question, which one do you miss the most? That's fine too. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. If you want to answer with local stores, that's fine. But I probably won't know them. I'm sorry. I've only lived here 10 years. But, you know, if you want to play Insider Radio, that's fine by me. I'll be the facilitator. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, sort of big chains that kind of everybody has heard of, everybody knows about, and everybody misses. John, do you have a hurts the most to miss it these days?
Yes. There used to be a hobby store called Bebo's. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Bobby's. Locally.
Yes,
I actually know this one.
Yeah.
Up on 9 Mile. You know, and
right.
They closed. Yeah. In fact, well, they were at a different location, and then they think they tried 9 Mile or one way or the other,
right.
Anyway.
And it
right.
didn't work out.
And it didn't, yeah. And Mike Bobby was the, you know, the operator there, and they had all the models for everybody.
I know.
It was the best place.
I loved it.
It was like going
in
into an old used bookstore where they've got just piles and piles of books all over the place.
Right.
And you just find what you find. You know, no organization, not really, but I love that place. Yeah, but that's gone. That is true. I miss Bobby's. That's right. I remember being there for their move and being there for their closing. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Stores that you miss the most that are gone. Somebody says Sears. I can understand that one. Oh, Orange Julius. Oh. I think I had Orange Julius like twice in my life. My dad lived in Denver, and we'd go to get an Orange Julius when it was a popular thing out there. And all I remember about Orange Julius was super yummy, and you get a raw egg put in that thing. You know, I don't know if they'd even allow you to do it today, but that's what we did back then. So, yeah, Orange Julius. Oh, that's true. Man, I haven't remembered that in forever. This is one that for anybody who's a radio nerd or kind of anybody who's a nerd, Radio Shack.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, I mean, yes, you can get anything you could have gotten at Radio Shack. You can get from China for 18 cents today. It's true on, you know, eBay or through Amazon or whatever. But you can't get it now. You get it in a day or two, you know, and you used to, you know, if you needed speaker wire or an adapter or a splitter or a fuse or, a, you know, whatever, you could go get it right now. And everybody who ever bought a component stereo system, and if you don't know what that is, then you're too young. But if you bought a component stereo system, you got all your extra bits and pieces, probably not at the store you bought the stereo from, but you got it at Radio Shack because they had all the stuff that you needed. And that's why all of us have in our garage or in our attic a giant plastic bin full of
cords and cables and extenders and
exactly right
adapters.
And I would say if you only have one, you're doing well.
Right, very well.
If you're only doing well, you're doing well. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110, not seeing any backups. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Now, we had a listener call in.
Okay.
Sears.
Yep, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Sears was never my store, but for people for, and I always think of Sears as being just the legacy brand, you know, back to the days when you could buy a house from Sears on the train in the catalog for $1,000, right. You know, like that's an amazing legacy for a store. 437-1620, service merchandise for sure for a lot of people. Another one for Sears, another service merchandise. Let's see, Blockbuster. Absolutely. And I don't understand how we still have GameStop. Agreed. I don't, you know, how is it? But there's, I don't know if they're still around. There was a Midwestern chain that was, oh goodness, the name is all of a sudden escaping me. We've been there so many times, I can't think of it. But it was like a resale of the used. It was like a small version of GameStop, but they specialized in used stuff as well, which is always pretty cool. Yeah, Blockbuster. Of course, I miss them because I worked there. Not that I want to go back, but, you know, there's a nostalgia there. Good quality clothes at Sears. Appliances, your Craftsman tools, you know, you could get at Sears. Steinmart is another one. Somebody mentions, I just lost it in my scrolling. I'm trying to remember the name of the one particularly, but like Music Warehouse or Camelot or Tower Records or any of those things are all gone, right? I think they're all gone. They're just music stores. Remember when you had music stores? Oh my God. And you could, you know, one of the things that some of the CD places, especially some of the resellers, they adapted to the used market because they'd have like a CD in the corner where you could listen to I loved, as a guy who used to buy a lot of music that I got for just the one song, that was great to be able to go listen to the album, you know, and see if you really wanted all of them. So that was good. I miss Toys R Us. I miss Toys R Us because you could go wander around there with the kids and look at all the Lego sets that you couldn't afford and... You know, full retail price and all that. Sam Goody, Sharper Image. Somebody's including restaurants. Oh, that's going to be a rough one because there's going to be a lot of ones there. Trey Fratelli's, is that a local? I'm not sure. This is coming from somebody who runs a food truck here locally. I see you, Jess. 437-1620, Montgomery Ward's and Woolworths. Oh, yeah, for sure. Somebody says he used to work at Orange Julius. The same person says, Woolworths, fond memories of my grandma and me shopping there and eating lunch. Love the variety of things that you could buy. Scooby Subs on 29. Is that one you're familiar with? That's not one. It's a...
Yes.
Okay, by the Ben Franklin store, which... And the Walmart is there now. So,
mm-hmm.
Again, for Blockbuster, Toys R Us. Somebody says Camelot Music, Media Play. Realistic, I had that receiver. Oh, yeah.
I think us radio nerds all had one.
Yeah, we all... I'm on to Onkyo now, but even that, I think, is aged out. So, you know, whatever. It's fantastic gear. It really is. Yeah, you know, no baloney Sony. And that's always true. Garden Gate in Gulf Breeze. I'm not sure. Is that a restaurant or is that one you're familiar with? Okay.
No.
Let's see. Radio Shack again for sure. The Trash 80. I mean the TRS 80. Give some respect for the early computers. Somebody says, I worked on the McDonald's point of sale system all over the country for 8 years, and Radio Shack was an invaluable resource. I believe point of sales is where you key in the sales. 437-1620. Somebody says... You know, since we're talking about this, can I mention the store that I don't miss? If so, Circuit City. Agreed.
Right.
I think I've been in Circuit City a handful of times, mm-hmm. and it's commission, so they're annoying. Circuit City lost to Best Buy. I mean, that's basically what happened. Circuit City and Best Buy were about the same time. Best Buy won because better products and not obnoxious, you know, over-aggressive used car salesman type sales, right? Of the typical type, you know, you all know the stereotype. Not the Frontier Motors type where they're super nice. I'm seriously, like, that's how I think of it is they're the not the typical anyway. But yeah, and I always felt like, ew. Whenever I went to Circuit City, I was like, and it was overpriced.
Oh, very much so.
It was always super overpriced and, you know, pushy. It's almost like the timeshare version of appliance sales. You know? I mean, isn't that kind of... Tell me if you've been to Circuit City that I'm wrong about that comparison. Like, oh, sit down. I'm going to teach you how to own your vacation. Here, buy this appliance at Circuit City. Like, the same people probably did both versions. If you worked at Circuit City, I'm not really sorry because you know it's true. Montgomery Ward, somebody says... Oh, yeah. I still have my Blockbuster ID card, somebody says.
Oh.
I probably have it somewhere. I probably have one somewhere. I keep a little shoeboxes full of memorabilia type stuff.
Right.
I'm that nerd. And I probably have it in there somewhere. Kmart's, I love them for the sub sandwiches and the caramel corn. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't remember all of that. Bible bookstores, like Family Christian stores.
Oh, any. Yes.
Any.
Right.
Yeah, because you just buy that stuff online now, right? I mean, you know, but yeah, you could browse around and look and, you know, for example, dumb stuff like compare the different Bibles because they always had one that was open so you could see which text, print, version you want. I mean, that was a nice service. So TGNY.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It was a department, a store with clothes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thomas Gilder, I mean, another one for TGNY. Oh my God, so many texts. Fry's, which wasn't here but was electronic stuff. Western Auto sold everything and the 5 cent pop shop. Case of bottles cheap, then you could get them exchanged for full bottles at 5 cents a bottle. I love it. Venture. Oh God, Venture. Yes, Venture with the black and white everything. The boxing. 437 1620. Circuit City went out of business because they fired experienced people so they could hire new people at a lower wage. Oh, I didn't know that history, but I trust this person's assessment. Bed Bath and Beyond, just recently.
Right.
Little Professor Bookstore, Mervyn's. Man, lots of answers to this question. And then what was this one? I see gas stations that pumped gas for you. Well, that's not a brand, but I will tell you that if you go to New Jersey, is now the last one because Oregon got away with their protectionist socialist law that made it so you had to have the stuff pumped for you. Cusar in Pensacola. Okay, and I am either going to totally fall for this gag, but I think this is actually a thing. Was there a store, a place in Pensacola called Gafers? Was that a...
Yes.
Okay. Because... Yeah, it could over, also be the kind of thing where somebody's like, what's a gay for? See, and it's like a gag. But no, it's a real store, right?
No, there was, yes.
All right. You didn't get me. I knew it was a real store. 437-1620. 437-1620. Oh, my goodness. Where are we at here? Oh, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, Christina Leavenworth is just fantastic at this. 175 homes sold last year, helping people all the time make better deals, get better deals, make sure that you get what you want and that you're paying an appropriate price. I mean, if that price is too high, she'll, you know, hey, man, I don't know if you want to pay that for it. It's your choice, but do whatever you want. But 175 homes, 3.5 a week, that is pretty impressive. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
For the record, it's my call. Dump everything you've got left on my pod. I say again, expend all remaining in my perimeter.
Nobody's fault, mine. Nobody's fault but mine.
I'm not sure if the president is pretending to be a DJ there or just, you know, reminding us. 856 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. We're getting some rainy, bum-out kind of weather this morning. And we are in the middle of a long line of storms that goes well past Mobile over towards New Orleans. You know, very typical pattern that we see. And, yeah, so right now in Santa Rosa County, north of I-10, and in Escambia County, kind of all over the place. Just depends on where you are. Hit a little bit hit or miss. But we're even getting this weather throughout the morning, I would expect. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're traveling on I-10 westbound right around mile marker 10, there's an accident. They pushed it off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing slowdowns in both directions associated with that one. I-10, I-1 to influence move. Other than that, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are, and I mentioned this a moment ago, the kind of the stereotype picture of a used car salesman, like they're just trying to, you know, take advantage of you and hope to never have to see you again after they sell you some car that you're going to barely wish you'd have bought or maybe wish you hadn't bought. That's exactly the opposite of Frontier. Like, they called, at least they called me, and I think, I know other people have had this happen to them too, that, you know, follow up deliberately with you 6 months, a year later to make sure you're happy with your purchase. Like, who does that? They're looking for problems to solve them, to help and make sure. And if there's no problem, well, that's great. You know, when that happened to me, what I said is, man, who stands behind their products like that? Because they specifically deal in cars that they know are going to be reliable for you. So they can afford to do that, right? And they want to see you again and again and again and your family and your friends and your kids because they want to sell you all the cars you're going to buy for the rest of your life. Because they stand behind them and they believe in them and they follow up. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo. I'm Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hey. Oh, you know what we haven't mentioned today? Today in history is the U.S. took possession of the newly bought territory of Florida.
Oh.
From Spain.
That's nice of them.
East and West Florida established in 1763 out of land gotten from France and Spain after the French Indian War and long series of events. But Eventually, we became part of the United States. You know, the U.S. took possession of, happy Florida Day, one of them. There are different iterations, you know, as a state and all that kind of
right.
stuff. But today was the possession day, so we'll take it. Hey, if you need a plumbing work done, a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall, Barbary Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. You know, if the water flow is not good, if the water pressure or the water temperature is not good, they can take care of all these things. 477-8782. All right, a fairly quick future news here. Is it going to turn out that this attempted carjacking on the Secret Service agents was targeted to Sonia Sotomayor, or is just the area that's that bad?
No.
The area is just that bad.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is now the second time. Remember that somebody tried to carjack the Biden's granddaughter or something, and they shot in that case too and weren't as effective with their shots as you might think. Will we get debate golf?
No.
God, I wish.
Me too.
We're not going to get the presidential candidates debating each other over the course of a golf game, but don't you wish you could?
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on...